It sure is. I'm Uncle Charlie, and it's time for Keys for Kids, and we'll get to our scripture and our interesting story called What's in a Name right after we hear a song by our choir, Trusting in the Lord. Listen.
Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night every day. All the way, let us sing, sing, sing. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night every day. All the way, let us sing, sing, sing.
In Acts chapter 9, starting at verse 36, there's an interesting story. Let me read a little bit of it to you. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. Forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. And Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. With a run and a jump followed by a slam door, Nancy Simmons rushed into the house calling, Mother, Mother, I'm here in the living room, called Mother. Nancy was breathless. Oh, Mother, Mother, Barbie has a new baby sister. They named her Tracy. She's so cute. Mother, how do people know what to name their babies? Well, answered Mother, some babies are named for a member of the family or for someone the parents like very much. Of course, sometimes a name is chosen because of its meaning. Nancy was surprised. Names have meaning, she asked. Some do. For instance, John means God is gracious. I have a book which tells the meaning of many names. Nancy was fascinated. May I see it? Mother gave it to her, and she took it out on the front steps and looked up the names of her friends. She was busy at it when her pastor came along. He asked about the book she was reading, and Nancy explained. Names are interesting, said Pastor White. Did you know that there is one name that is better than any in that book? Oh, I know, exclaimed Nancy. You're thinking of Jesus. Yes, Pastor White agreed, and his name means Savior. The Bible says there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But you know, Nancy, the Bible also says a good name is rather to be chosen than great, great riches. How about you? Do you, like Nancy, possess the name Christian? You do if you've asked the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. Each day, ask Him to help you do everything in a way that honors Him, and then you will truly have a good name. When someone thinks of you and your name, what do they think of? Do they think of a Christian? Oh, I hope so. A good verse to remember is Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Our key for today is honor God's name, and I hope you'll do that all through the day. Uncle Charlie here saying bye now, bye for now. Keys for Kids is a presentation of the Children's Bible Hour.